Last week, the Vermont Senate gave unanimous approval to a bill that would limit Vermont's role in federal immigration enforcement. For a group of young Vermonters on hand to witness the Senate debate, the legislation hits particularly close to home. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Norto Mohammed has only lived in the United States for a couple years now. That means a read on American politics is informed almost exclusively by the most recent election cycle. And for Mohammed, a student at Burlington High School, it is not a comforting situation.
My family, since we're from a Muslim background and we're also refugees, we just came here a couple years ago, but even though we're citizens, we don't really feel part of America that much.
Mohammed and her family emigrated here from Somalia. That's one of the seven majority Muslim countries from which Donald Trump sought to temporarily ban immigrants of any status.
My mom, like, fears for us sometimes, but I don't know, we're just trying to get through it.
Mohammed was one of 11 young women from Burlington High School on hand last Thursday to witness the floor debate of Senate Bill 79. The legislation would prohibit state and local police from enforcing federal immigration laws unless they get clearance from the governor. The bill would also prohibit police agencies from collecting personal information that might be used for a federal registry based on religion or immigration status.
This has definitely helped. Seeing all the Americans that are, like, very accepting.
The BHS students were all members of the school's international club. Several wore brightly colored hijabs. Susan Blevin is a BHS teacher and the international club's longtime advisor. Blevin says the group sent a letter to Senate President Tim Ash, thanking him and other lawmakers for moving forward with the bill.
And Senator Ash contacted us and said, well, the bill's coming to floor. We'd like you to see the debate, and we welcome you here. So they invited us personally, and we came down.
The students aren't leaving the activism to adults. In December, after hearing about increased incidents of anti-immigrant rhetoric across the country, they decided to launch their own campaign called, quote, All Are Welcome.
We wanted a symbol that signifies kind of acceptance and the welcoming of immigrants and asylum seekers and refugees.
With the help of a graphic designer, they developed a logo. It's a single white dove being cradled by two hands under text that reads, All are welcome. They've sought permission to display the image in storefronts across Burlington. Here's BHS student Shahed Kudayir.
We are working to make all the people feel welcome. We banded together to rekindle our national vision that everyone is equal and all are welcome. We loudly declare all are welcome.
BHS student Norto Mohammed says Trump's executive orders have had a chilling effect on Somalian refugees still hoping to make it to the United States.
I know that they're trying to come over here also because it's not like a good environment right now, and it's really hard to like live there right now, and they're trying to come here, so they're like, I don't know what we should do.
But Mohammed says the Burlington community's embrace of the All Are Welcome campaign, as well as bills like the one passed in Montpelier last week, give her reason for hope.
You can see it everywhere in front of like teachers' doors and stuff. I don't know, it's just like a very safe space. It's like a really tight-knit community.
This week, the Vermont House will begin taking testimony on the immigration bill. Key House leaders say they hope to hold their vote on the bill shortly. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.